Wesley Mianda has criticized Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti for her handling of parliamentary debates. Zambia Manufacturing Association seeks intra-African trade partnerships in the manufacturing sector. In international news, Tiffany Meek, a South African mother accused of killing her 11-year-old son, Jaden Lee, is back in court for her bail hearing. And in sports news, Copper Queens Super Falcons set for a Women's Africa Cup of Nations quarterfinal showdown.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has criticized the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, for her handling of parliamentary debates, alleging bias and a failure to maintain neutrality. He argues that members of parliament, MPs, should be allowed to freely deliberate on national issues without fear of intimidation. Mr. Mianda cites the recent expulsion of Mpika PF Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga for debating with ruling party members despite the Speaker's prior guidance as an example of this bias. Mr. Mianda further urges the Speaker to ensure a balanced debate, providing equal opportunities for all MPs to participate, regardless of party affiliation. He emphasizes the importance of promoting democratic values and respect for all parliamentarians in the House. In a separate development, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has reaffirmed its stance on the use of automated biometric identification system, ABIS technology. Electoral process amid serious concern from key stakeholders, stating that it is being done within the law. ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zalumis says the commission has been utilizing this technology in the voter registration process since 2006, emphasizing that its use is not a new development as being alleged. Mrs. Zalumis has therefore underscored the Regulation 11 and 17 of the Electoral Process Regulation No. 80 of 2020 mandates the Chief Electoral Officer to compile a register of voters for each polling district, which he said must include biometrics, portraits, names and identity numbers. She further clarified that Regulation 29, subsection 1C, mandates the Chief Electoral Officer to ensure that the name of any person does not appear in more than one register of voters or in the same register more than once. This clarification comes following concerns from stakeholders who alleged that the automated biometric identification system technology is being used to manipulate the 2026 general elections in favor of the current government. Meanwhile, Mrs. Zalumis has disclosed that the commission is scheduled to conduct a mass mobile registration of voters exercise this year, targeting an estimated number of 3.5 million Zambians in readiness for next year's general election. Meanwhile, the commission has noted with concern the debate among some stakeholders regarding the use and the wearing of campaign regalia, which does not depict the symbol, color, or pictorial images of the contesting political party or candidate respectively during an election campaign period. The commission has since issued a stern warning against individuals wearing campaign materials not depicting the symbols, colors, and images of the political party or of a candidate contesting in particular election. Anyone found guilty of the offense will be liable for a fine of up to 60,000 kwacha or face imprisonment not exceeding 2 years. In another development, as Zambia goes to the polls next year, more stakeholders have continued to call for more women participation in order to bridge the gender gap, as well as aligning the country to regional and international gender protocols. Young Women in Action, YWA, is concerned of gender imbalance in politics. YWA Programs Officer Pethia Smanda says low numbers of women participating in active politics are worrying, hence underscoring the need for them to participate in next year's general elections. In another development, the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, says it is seeking meaningful partnership with African countries to enhance intra-African trade following its participation in the just-ended 2025 Manufacturing Indaba, which was held in South Africa. The Manufacturing Indaba is an annual event dedicated to driving Africa's reindustrialization by fostering local manufacturing, connecting leaders, and empowering businesses to grow and create jobs. Speaking before the close of the Indaba yesterday, ZAM Chief Executive Officer Muntanga Lundunda said her association was proud to participate at the Manufacturing Indaba as the event provided a platform that Zambia could use to leverage its regional advantage. Ms. Lundunda observed that from a regional trade point of view, Zambia is no longer considered just landlocked but land-linked country with huge opportunities due to its strategic position among 8 neighboring countries. She noted that the strategic position does not only give a country a comparative advantage with ease of access to the Great Lakes region and beyond, but it also makes it a critical hub under the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCTA, for facilitating cross-border trade and future manufacturing growth. And a Zambian-based in Cape Town, Professor Homan Chitonge, observed that Manufacturing Indaba serves as a strategic platform for knowledge exchange, collaboration, and actionable strategies to strengthen African economies. Professor Chitonge noted that the continent could attain industrial transformation by positioning itself to meet global demands, and emphasized the importance of leveraging demographic and economic trends to build resilience, inclusive industrial economies in Africa. Zambia's Acting High Commissioner to South Africa, Ms. Inonge Mwenya, was part of a distinguished delegation at the Manufacturing Indaba 2025 Conference and Exhibition, which was held at the Sandton Convention Center, Johannesburg, South Africa. This is contained in a press statement issued by First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Zambia High Commission in South Africa, Tamara Nirenda. In international news, Tiffany Meek, the mother accused of killing her 11-year-old son, Jaden Lee, is back in court for her bail hearing. The 31-year-old Fleurot mother was arrested last week in connection with her son's death. Police believe the child was killed inside their home and attempts were made to cover up the crime. His body was found on a staircase in May inside the apartment block, shortly after his mother had reported him missing. Police are not ruling out the possibility of further arrests. The Zambia women's national team is set to take on Nigeria in decisive Total Energies CAF Women's Africa Cup of Nations WAFCON 2024 battle under the lights of the Stade Labi Zalou in Casablanca. We take a short break and return shortly with the sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM. Kaifa Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at one with Kaifa Lusaka. Number one hit station. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The The Zambia women's national team is set to take on Nigeria in decisive Total Energies CAF Women's Africa Cup of Nations WAFCON 2024 battle under the lights of the Stade La Bizouli in Casablanca. This high-stakes fixture